Unit 1. Exercise 9.
Let's look more closely at practice enterprises. How are they similar to or different from a real business?
A practice enterprise operates like a real company. The structure and organisation are very similar. The difference is that it's run by students or trainees, and the business procedures, the products, and the services are all simulated.
So there's no actual transfer of real goods and money.
That's right. But the transactions and the financial exchanges really take place. Students place orders, they send invoices, they transfer payments, they keep financial records, all of that.
You say it's structured like a real company. What does that mean?
There are usually four areas or departments. One is sales and marketing, another is finance and purchasing, then there's human resources, and the fourth area is administration.
And how do students learn the jobs in these departments?
Mostly just by doing them. They work in teams. After they've been introduced to a department, they work together to learn the business procedures, tasks and skills they need to keep their business running. If they have trouble or don't know what to do, there's a coach and often a business mentor to help them.
So they're like real employees and managers.
Exactly. And they do business both nationally and internationally with other companies in the Global Practice Enterprise Network.
Apart from the different tasks that they complete, what do you think they get out of this experience?
Most students say the biggest things they learn are the importance of teamwork and how to communicate in a business setting. But they also learn about business planning, time management, and setting goals.
I'm also wondering about...